It all starts with the fuel cell. The cell converts hydrogen gas into electricity that can power up a motor. And when that's done, the only thing that comes out of the tailpipe is crystal clean water. So there's a lot of enthusiasm to build hydrogen-powered cars. If you live in Southern California, you can drive one of these cars right now.
What if there were a car that didn't use gasoline? Introducing the FCX Clarity fuel cell vehicle from Honda.
But you can't buy this car. You can only lease it. And you have to have a pretty good map. There are only two places where you can fill the car up with hydrogen. And that highlights just one of the challenges facing the hydrogen car right now. There's no infrastructure, no network of gas stations to support it. Stephen Chu heads up the Obama administration's Department of Energy.
It's an infrastructure that has to be as extensive as the infrastructure for gasoline and diesel. So that doesn't come overnight.
Chu wants to eliminate all the research money for hydrogen-powered cars and trucks. He says there are too many big problems to solve. There's the infrastructure problem. Fuel cells are expensive. The cheapest way to make hydrogen right now releases pollution. And there are problems with storing the gas. In an interview with MIT's Technology Review, Energy Secretary Chu referred to these problems as the four miracles, and that didn't sit too well with some people.
A miracle? Really? How many miracles have you seen? I'm not sure I've seen a real miracle in my life.
Levi Thompson directs the Hydrogen Energy Technology Laboratory at the University of Michigan. He says talking about these problems as miracles sends the wrong message. He admits there are some big puzzles to solve, but he's convinced that scientists can solve them.
If you believe this is the savior, so to speak, this is going to transform the way we do things, I think you have a responsibility to invest, even though you see that it's far behind.
Thompson says the ultimate goal for a hydrogen economy is to get the hydrogen from water, using electricity from renewable resources like wind, solar, and hydropower. So you get the clean-burning gas you're looking for. It can be done today, but it's expensive. Thompson thinks it'll get cheaper as alternative sources of electricity become more widespread. The Energy Department doesn't want to give up on hydrogen research altogether. Secretary Chu says fuel cells do make sense on a small scale, like to power forklifts in a warehouse. Here at the Cisco warehouse in Grand Rapids, Michigan, a mini hydrogen experiment is underway. Cisco is a major food distributor. This warehouse is part of a year-long government-funded project. They're running 17 of their forklifts using hydrogen-powered fuel cells made by a company called Plug Power. Darren Van Dyne is with Cisco. He says mostly they've had a good experience with these fuel cells.
We've had about 80 hours of lost time due to repair, minor failures, things like that, but nothing major has disrupted our operation.
Van Dyne says the company hasn't decided yet if they'll move forward with the fuel cell program. But some policymakers say real-world experiments like these move us closer to mass-produced hydrogen vehicles. Even though the Obama administration wants to cut funding for hydrogen-powered cars and trucks, Congress holds the purse and has the final say. So far, it looks like Congress will continue to fully fund the research. And automakers say the ups and downs of federal funding don't affect their plans. Several companies say they'll start selling hydrogen-powered cars in 6 to 8 years. And they'll let the market decide the fate of the hydrogen economy. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.